K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, this is Matt. What's going on, man?
Hey, Matt.
It's
man.
Matt.
Hey, bro. Dude, what's up? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing all right.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, I ended up meeting this girl online. Her name's Taylor. And, like, we were texting back and forth for a while. And, I mean, things were going good. And we decided that we were going to go out for dinner. And so, like, I knew, like, a really bussin' spot called Fusion. And so we were like, you know what? Let's go over there and, like, get some sushi and, like, get some bowls. And it'll be fine. And, like, everything was great. But then, like, after our date, I just haven't heard from her. And, like, I don't know what's going on. So I figured you guys do this thing. So figured y'all could help me.
That's direct and to the point.
Pretty cut and dry, huh, Nancy?
Bussin', huh?
What is that?
I mean, it's good. It's like top level. Like, I mean, I know it's like dining, casual dining, but like their bowls are just off the chain. They're so good.
All right. Well,
okay.
Nancy,
what's the chick's name?
Her name's Taylor.
Taylor, you did say that. Okay. So should we give her a call then?
Yeah, give us about 10 minutes, Matt, and we'll get a hold of Taylor and see what happened.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Matt, what did you get at the bussin' place, man, at the Fusion?
Man, I got one of their Inspire Bowls. I think that's what they call them, Inspire Bowls. It had, like, crab meat, and it had avocado in it, and, man, no, like, no cap. It was so good.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I guess we trust him, right? Okay, so you have to be quiet a little bit. You know what that means, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm quiet.
Okay, and then we're gonna call Taylor. Yes.
All right. Thanks.
Hello.
Hi, we're looking for Taylor. Is she available?
Hey, yeah, speaking. Who's this?
Hi, Taylor. It's Nancy and Woody from K99.1 FM. She must be at work because I kind of hear like kids in the background
a little bit. Yeah, there's something going on in the background. Either that or she's getting the kids ready for the babysitter or something.
Do you?
Yeah, I actually am, guys. Okay. Also, that you guys are calling me, though. What's up?
Okay, well, you sound familiar with the station here, right, Taylor?
For sure. I'm excited to hear from you guys.
So you know every weekday around this time what we do then, right?
You guys have that, like... Oh no! Is this the second date thing?
It is. It is.
Oh my gosh!
And Matt wants to go out with you.
I already know what I'm in for.
Yeah, Matt wants to go out with you again, girl.
Oh my gosh! Look, to be honest, I thought he was really good looking. I mean, we matched. He was so attractive, and everything seemed to be going really good. I just don't know if I want to really go into that, because guys, I mean, I work with kids. I don't want to feel like I'm speaking to a kid. You know what I'm saying? I feel like literally he used so many slang words that I had no idea what he was saying. And like I said, I work with kids, so I hear these words, but he was like next level. Like I don't know if he's friends with them, just like this Sigma and Riz, and I don't even know Tengue. I don't know. I literally feel like it's a whole nother language. It was just weird and it made me uncomfortable. I could not relate to him at all.
Woody, you were just telling me the other day your son speaks in a language.
Oh yeah. 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 And that we kind of heard that when we talked to Matt too. I mean, he was using words like bussin' and no cap. And I mean,
like, okay.
Yeah, and that's, like, fine, I guess, for kids. But, like, I feel like I'm at a point in my life where I'm mature enough to have conversation with words and to articulate certain things. But I just, like I said, I cannot relate to what he was saying. I felt like I was with a kid. I literally felt like I was at my job.
Man, y'all are doing too much. Like, I mean, I wasn't trying to, like cause that kind of vibe, you know? Like, I was just trying to finesse the situation. And I was simping for you, like, really hard. And like a lot of people talk like that, like it's just the way of the century, you know what I mean? And so like I wasn't trying to make it like not Gucci. Like I was trying to have a lit time with you, and like I don't understand what the issue is.
I think Nancy and I get Taylor's issue here, because neither of us know what to say. We don't know what you're saying.
I might need an interpreter. So are you basically saying, Matt, that everything was going well, and you, is that what that means?
Yeah, everything was Gucci. It was good.
It's like, Gucci, Nancy. So
I had a good time.
I just can't. It's just every other word is like it's blanking in my head because I don't understand. I get that people speak like that, but I don't. And it's causing literally like a language barrier that I didn't even think could possibly exist.
I mean, don't y'all guys like hang out on TikTok and stuff like that? Like, I mean, I didn't think you were going to be salty about the way that I talk.
I know what salty means,
Nancy. It's not, I'm not upset. I cannot relate to you, my guy. Like, I have no idea what you're saying. And you're constantly like, who has time for TikTok? I'm actually getting into the real world, doing real world things, not spending my time in front of a screen.
I mean, I'm doing real world stuff too. Like, I mean, I'm trying to slay life just like you are. I
cannot.
But I mean, I could jam the TikToks for hours, no flips.
I've never been on.
To get what I'm saying.
I mean, I can't with him. I know that's old school to say that, but I mean,
we get what you're saying, Taylor. We have no idea what he's saying.
I get the disconnect. Yeah. I totally do, but.
Okay.
Man, I didn't know this radio station was going to be so cringe about this.
I feel like I'm talking to my 8-year-old son.
He's nice enough.
Yeah.
You know, in the event that you two might be able to come to a common, conversation, common words.
Language,
thank you. We can send them out again.
Yeah.
Should we try?
We'll provide the transportation, pick up the tab, but both of you guys just have to say yes or it all goes away.
I can't wait to hear what Matt's going to say. Go.
I mean, I'm down. I'm down to slay. Like, let's go. Bet.
I get that, but I would not have thought there'd be such a difference with just 5 years, but they're really, it's taking a toll. I cannot take you seriously, Matt. I'm sorry. There's literally nothing wrong with you. I think you just need to find somebody more in your, like, realm of lingo.
Man, I didn't mean to put you suppressed. I'm sorry.
I have no idea.
Man, if there's anybody out there that speaks Matt's language, it would be great to hook him up on a second date because this one isn't, no.
He's a nice guy. We just don't know what he's saying.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. You guys get the riz I'm spitting, like, come on.
Sure. So there's no second date, right? Yeah.
That's a no for me.
I bet.
The K99.1 FM 730
Second Date Update.